So we've had the finale of Summer House. So we've had the reunion, and now this was like a, I don't know what it was, a special, I suppose you'd call it, where they've had all the bits that we've missed. And I loved it. I thought that all it showed me is that we needed a longer season.
Why couldn't you include this stuff?
Yes, because some of the stuff that was shown in here, it was great. So we saw Lindsay had a whole obstacle course. I think it was when she did the baby, the gender reveal.
Yeah,
she had an obstacle course where the girls had to wear watermelons. I love that. We saw Carl go on the date with that girl. That was entertaining. Like, you could see him getting the ick in real time.
Yeah. She was, which is ironic because it's Carl. Seeing Carl get the ick about somebody else, it's like, oh.
Yeah. But there were scenes in there that I needed, and I think we could have gone another two or three episodes in the season and included them in the actual season rather than cutting them out.
You know what I think? Because I noticed that West and Sierra, was it West and Sierra? They did the obstacle course together?
Yes.
Yeah. And so at that point in this season, they were barely speaking or they were having those really difficult chats. So I wonder whether they didn't include that because it kind of went against the narrative at that time. Like, they were seen having fun and enjoying each other's company and laughing, when in reality what we were seeing was her pushing him away, them having the difficult conversation. So it didn't work, but it was still it was TV gold. So they had to find a way to include it. Hence this random episode at the end, because at that point they were in a better place.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think a lot of people won't watch that. I almost didn't watch it because I don't like when they do the flashbacks. Even sometimes they've done it with Housewives. But we saw Jesse meet the parents. Like, Jesse, you know, the dinner that they spoke about in the episodes where Jesse went and met Lexi's sister and mum.
Yeah,
we saw both of that. I found it interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I didn't like the way they put it together. It felt really poorly edited. So you had Andy Cohen reading through. So it was like he was introducing the clips as if everyone was there. And they kept flashing to people on the couch, like smiling and stuff like that. I don't think they were there. I feel like they were just cutting clips of the people that were relevant to what they were about to flash back to edit it all together. But really, it was just Andy reading a script so that they could piece together this episode of extra bits. It felt really hastily, poorly put together. Like, it wasn't produced well. It was great content for us to see. And as you said, it would have been better to just extend the season out.
I think so. I don't know why they've done it. I don't know if it's because have they hastily put it together? Because everyone was saying, where are those scenes?
Yeah, maybe.
It's hard to know. It's strange.
But I would rather a longer season than this bit at the end, because I feel like a lot of the storylines focused on things that were fine, but we've missed the fun parts. Like, some of these were the really funny parts.
Yeah. They're filming now, aren't they? Or they're about to start filming because it's the US summer.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really interesting to see who they pick up, who comes back, who doesn't, and whether there's a spin-off.
Yep.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.